We're just into this second quarter. Got both free throws. But again, it's 11-9 here from Bartonville. Good to have you back. We understand we were off for a little while there, got disconnected somehow. And again, out between the circle with the basketball, ball deflected, a turnover by Limestone on their knee. Something blocked against Jacobus, so it's contact. And again, they'll go back to the free throw line here in this stretch. So again, it's going to be a foul. It's going to be whistled against Driscoll. Four fouls against Jernigan, one by Stuckey and one by Driscoll. That's their four as a team. Fawcett picked up her dribble at the free throw line, back out front.
She's the subject of 15-footer.
Fawcett off to this left side. In between the circle, that is a Fawcett three ball. It rims out, no good. Underneath, Plummer couldn't grab it. Limestone gets the right back, lost on the baseline. As we continue our broadcast here tonight, here on WBYS.
When it comes to a rebound, you have to go get the ball. You can't let the ball come to you.
Minute gone by, it's 11-9.
Fundamental.
Yep. Again, here from the action on this Mid-Illini Conference action. And out front, they extend the zone to the Lady Giants. In between the circle, Driscoll whips the pass. Almost lost on the sideline. They get it to the low block area. Trammell, a dangerous one along the low block area. Through traffic, stretching underneath. Nice kick. Good Trammell. Nice two-man game underneath there. That's a nice little dish there. Stuckey to Trammell to finish the deal. 13-9 in favor of Limestone. 6:33. Murphy, that's going to be a quick reach and a foul against Limestone. That's going to be a foul against Westerdahl. Allison Westerdahl picks up the foul. First and 15 foul. Lady Giants check down on their purple trim to the Vegas gold here on the road on this a Friday night. Again, off the baseline. Again, looking over that defense, Murphy. Now it's Jacobus. Somebody's got to take one of those gambles to look to shoot the basketball here. And then they throw the ball away. Limestone picks it up. Double figures and turnovers as we get 2 minutes into the second period. In between the circle, off the dribble. Long trade, no good by Stuckey. Again, out of the pack, two Limestone players fall down. Murphy grabs the rebound, takes it across the timeline to Fawcett. She drives through traffic, reverse shot too short. Out of the pack comes Limestone. That's Wall. Driscoll, they give it to the left wing to Westerdahl. Back out front into the hands of Travel.
A little in the basket for us offensively.
Kind of like the new sophomore game, right? We missed a ton of shots in that first half of the sophomore game as well. Ball deflected, a good shot defensively. Can we come up with it? Yeah, we do. Jacobus, quick turnover. She got grabbed by the hand, and no fouls called. Back out front, Murphy whips the pass to Fawcett. Short corner, Plummer. Back out front, Murphy grabbed the basketball. Had an opportunity to get the shot there. Bounce for Arissa. Tori Oaks. Fawcett, try to reverse it to this near side. They go counterclockwise. Murphy from straight on. Good job there, Marissa. Saw that, kind of stepped in to that shot, knocked down the tray. It's 13-12. Big-time shot there by Marissa Murphy. In between the circle, off the baseline. That's Trammell. And from behind, and the basket will count. She's lucky she didn't get a better control.
We have the charge all the way.
Yep, I thought so, too. And we had a player from behind committed the foul. And Trammell gets credited with the 2 points. So it's a 4:40. Substitution, Jackson back in for Limestone for Driscoll. And also in the lineup for them will be Kelsey Hobson, a sophomore.
Yeah, the player forward in the game for the Lady Giants.
So Plummer committed the foul. It's her first, third team foul. And it'll be Trammell to the free throw line for a three-point play. She quickly gets her ninth point, and it's a Limestone back up by four. Manages to be their biggest lead of the game here, 16-12 with 4:34. Between the circle, Claire Ford, a high post, Tori Oaks, draws the double team. She's always kind of sandwiched in there. She's going to be tough to kind of funnel or facilitate the basketball from there, especially when she plays the basket to her back.
Well, they collapse on that zone at the free throw line and the low post.
Right.
So once you catch the ball, you're going to get immediate double team.
Back out front, Schlemmer. There you go. Once you're faced up, then you have a better attack to the basket, and she takes it. And that was going to be my whole point there. Once you're faced up, when you receive the pass, you got better options than you are. You got to completely turn around. The defense has a chance to collapse. Big bucket there by Torrey Oaks.
Make a turn and score up. You still got your dribble, the main thing to go to the basket.
16-14, down by two. At the four-minute mark here, the second period. On the road, the ball kicked to the save. Limestone's in. Abby Swope comes in the lineup. She replaces Torrey Oaks. Again, Oaks with a field goal. 3:56, Limestone and Trammell. Inbounds, the opposite side, like an extra step there, got away with it, was Westerdahl. Opposite side, a three ball, good by Westerdahl. Westerdahl right open the far corner, knocked it down, 19-14. They open up their biggest lead of this game in this opening first half, second period basketball. And a bad throw away by the Lady Giants. And a double team, and a Coach Metzger gets the timeout from the bench. 3:31, it's 19-14. A Rocket lead the Lady Giants into the second period of back here with a 30-second timeout.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna Outdoor Power Equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push, or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service. That's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna Power Equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Advantage belongs to Limestone, 3:31. Yeah, it's pretty simple. They continue to attack the basket, and we just kind of throw away chances to score here on this first half.
Well, I mean, after a basket, throw away it.
Yeah.
I mean, that's what you want. You want to increase your shooting percentage. Get underneath the basket and put it up like they have in the first half.
Limestone comes in at 4-3 in the conference. Lady Giants 4-5 would begin that second half swing in the conference, Chase. We're getting down the last five or six games of the regular season. Underneath, scoop shot no good by Stuckey. And then from underneath, it's going to be a foul against Jackson. But they get a job pinning him off the boards that time.
And it just upsets me because she has the ball outside the three-point line. She gets all the way to the basket before a defender comes out. So we're going to jump out there and try and take a charge.
At the 3:13 mark, second period now. Trying to cut in the lead. It's, again, opposite side. Yeah, Claire Ford, quick touch there. And it's that short corner, Plummer. Back out front, Murphy, open momentarily. Fawcett dribbles back out front. You know, make the pass, just don't throw it back out there. Make it sure you get in position where she can catch and shoot. We get a really bad job of that. We're just kind of like, okay, a la, we're just going to make the pass, and it's going to be, well, maybe not so good. Murphy to the near side, hit the back of the iron. Good look there by Marissa. We're 2:38, plenty of time left in this second period to get back into this game, down by five. Again, out front, that's going to be a travel against Westerdahl. Grabbed the pivot foot.
That's nine.
And that's the key thing, you know, pressure the wing on the basketball. You have some inexperienced players for Limestone. Pressure them, they'll make some mistakes and fold, just like we have been doing.
But we have to be able to show the ability to capitalize on those mistakes, which we have not done.
With the 2:25 mark here, clock runs. There, Ford looking at that short corner. Abby Swope drops down a low block area. She was open and overthrew her. Turned over by Lady Giants.
That's 12.
You know, instead of making a good pass, we're trying to make that highlight kind of pass, Bob, and we were trying to squeeze it through really not too much of a low block area to get the ball down to.
Yes, ESPN style.
2:15 clock runs. Limestone will lock it up. That's Wall. Here on this Friday night, we'll be at Dunlap tomorrow for the boys' action. Double team and a held ball. And it will go against Limestone, a turnover.
That puts him in double digits with 10.
And again, for the Lady Giants possession, Murphy, Fawcett, high post, Nico Grisolano, Claire Ford, and Swope. Off to the near side against that zone. It'll collapse immediately in the middle of the lane. Claire Ford, you got to do a lot better job of reversing the basketball.
Ford,
short corner, Nico, near side, Fawcett. Again, trying to get the ball to Nico down the low block area. short corner. Into the near corner here. Nico back out front to Fawcett. Trying to get a little bit of opening. It's space to shoot it. Down the lane. Fawcett got hacked on the arm. Jackson, a no call. Still in the backcourt here. And then it's going to be a reach and a foul that compounds the problem to get a foul by the Lady Giants. That'll stop the clock with a minute 30. And we'll see who they whistled against Abby Swope. And a team foul number 4. I don't know why the guy was showing bonus, Bob. It's only our 4th team foul.
Mm.
It's all about confused.
He's looking at the wrong team.
Not my first game. I don't know about his.
Make it 2.
Minute 4, minute 30 here. Double team to the backcourt, trying to get a turnover. Cross the timeline, a travel by Hobson. Now it dishes to Jackson, back to Hobson. We pass the opposite side. That's a travel for three.
Here's the problem. That we see is wide open.
Yeah. Billy Wallace. It's a wall on the opposite side. He was wide open. Right at the top of the key. 22-14 Fawcett. Shot in the lane is no good. Big three there by Limestone. But she was definitely so wide open. Down to four with the minute mark here. They'll fire a long three. Wrong option. Nobody back on defense. That's 3 trays by Limestone, and they're up 25-14 here. Wow. That happened in a hurry. Opposite side, Swope, get careless, throw the ball away. Another turnover by the Lady Giants.
13.
Again, it just seems like we just have a lack of caring what we want to accomplish out there, Bob. It just seems like we just kind of drag our heels. And if we make a mistake, that's... So what? We'll just run down the floor.
It's not pretty basketball.
You know, into the front court here with the basketball. Wall gets in the front court for 30. Tell you what, that Hobson, he's filling her oats out there, man. She wanted to knock down a number 3. They led up the opening quarter by 4. They extended to 11 here. 15-second mark of the second period. Back out front by Westerdahl. Leaning up for good. Again, that's 11 straight points by Limestone. They up the ante by 13 with 2 seconds. Flutter, shot no good. What a finish by Limestone in less than a minute. They take the lead by 13. Limestone 27 and Lady Giants 14. Our halftime show is brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Home of the family, please your dine-in, carry-out, or delivery at 647-1127. Back here with the halftime show with Bob and Leon here on a Friday night in 2 minutes.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy, build on a solid foundation.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with. No matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will ya?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
Welcome to Davis Ford, your local Ford dealer in Canton, Illinois. On behalf of our entire staff, we would like to welcome you. Whether you are looking for a new Ford car, crossover, SUV, our greatest selection of trucks, or a great used or pre-owned vehicle is what you need, we have them. Need service or parts? We have that too. We are committed to offer superior sales and service to you, our valued customer. See you soon at Davis Ford, 2111 North Main, Canton, 647-1111, where the customer is our business.
Back here at halftime, Limestone used a late run of 11-0, and again capitalized with three trays and a field goal. And again, they lead it here at halftime 27-14. Big run there. Again, capitalized with the couple of threes. And when we take a look at what they've been able to do is, we just never got back on defense on numerous occasions. And we trail here at halftime 27-14. Also in the game tonight, it was the girls. Tonight, Canton sophomore girls won 43-31. Canton sophomores now at 12-1. They're 8-0 in the Midland Conference and back home in Canton. It was the varsity just getting started there tonight. We'll get an update on that. Morton in the sophomore game beat the Canton sophomores 51-43. Again, up 19-18 with 5:14 in the second quarter. Again, Canton leading Morton there in that second quarter. As we mentioned, Bob, again, that big run, 11-0 there, and it was just that we just had no answer, you know, and they make a couple of turnovers, and then they would capitalize, get the ball down the floor, and we'd had nobody recovering to get back on the shooters down there.
Our defense is terrible. I mean, we're not getting back, and the bad part is Limestone is shooting almost 60% because we're not putting the hands in their face when they make the shot attempt. Another issue I have is when you make the passes that we're making, and you make it that easy for them to get those and get easy baskets out of it. If you don't show a sense of urgency offensively and try and have a crisp pass and move out the basketball, you are not going to win tonight. That's one of the reasons why they got on that run.
Look at the scoring in this one, 16-7, the advantage, and 11 of those came in less than about, 54 seconds.
It was quick.
You know, in the tail end of that first half. We'll take a look at the scoring, the stats, all that for you coming up. Halftime, that is brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. For the halftime show, it's brought to you by Monocle's Pizza. Bob and I will return. First half numbers and stats back here in 90 seconds.
At Spooner College, you'll save thousands and you'll learn from some of the best. Hi, this is Todd Thompson, Diesel Power and Systems Technology Instructor at Spoon River College. At SRC, you'll work with instructors who empower you to do your best work. With an average student-to-faculty ratio of 17-1, you can bet your instructor will know you by name and will care about your success. Spoon River College offers excellence in education right here, close to home.
Spring classes start January 17th. Visit src.edu to learn more.
Today's play-by-play voice for Little Giants, Bob Wagner and Leon Gruber on AM 1560, 93.7 FM, WBYS, Canton.
Going to a ball game and banking at Mid-America National Bank have a lot in common. For example, those who go to a game are loyal to the school they're following, just like many of our customers and their families have been loyal to Mid-America for generations. It's all based on trust and knowing who you're working with. Mid-America National Bank, your bank for life. In Canton, Cuba, Lewistown, and Macomb. Visit midnatbank.com and follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Buying a furnace or an air conditioner can be tough. After all, you can't exactly take a look under the hood.
For reliable heating and cooling, ask your Lennox dealer about Lennox products with a good housekeeping seal of approval.
Call GE Mechanical. 647-5700.
Lennox dealers include independently owned and operated businesses.
This is Steve from GM Mechanical, your authorized Lennox dealer.
Lennox, a better place.
Place. For over 30 years, pet owners across Fulton County have entrusted the health of their animals to the friendly and knowledgeable veterinarians of Spoon River Animal Clinic. Big dogs, little dogs, white cats, black cats, horses, cattle, birds, snakes, ferrets, and even the occasional reptile, they see them all. Proudly supporting the Little Giants and Prairieland Conference sports, Spoon River Animal Clinic is conveniently located on Route 78 North in Canton and offers a complete lineup of veterinary services and 24/7 after-hours emergency care, too. Visit them online at spoonriveranimalclinic.com.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Midland I and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
An 11-0 run leaves Limestone at the intermission, leading at 27-14. In-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Experience quality selection and excellent customer service. Crawford's Home Furnishings in Canton and Elmwood. BW first half numbers, and I know they can't be kind of an easy kind of look at here in the first half.
Yeah, I wish my glasses weren't on, but they are. All right, for the Limestone Lady Rockets. How about 11 out of 19 in field goals, 57.9%, 4 for 9 in three-point shooting, 44.4%, 1 out of 3 in free throws, 33.3%, had 10 total rebounds, 2 offensive, 10 first-half turnovers. With Kim Reichine shooting, 5 out of 18, 27.8%, 2 out of 7 in three-point shooting, 28.6%. 2 out of 2 in free throws, 100%. 9 total rebounds, 3 offensive, 13 first-half turnovers. Here's a couple for you. Points in the paint. Canton with 6. Limestone with 20. We've also got points off turnovers. Canton with 7 and Limestone with 20.
Wow. Big numbers, they don't.
But they made the points difference.
Yeah. 19. Then that run here, scoring balanced in this first half. Madison Jernigan with 5, 3 by Kelsey Hobson, 5 by Allison Westerdahl, and Zoe Wall with 5. Lexi Trammell had 9 for their first half scoring, but it was the nucleus of Hobson, Westerdahl, and Wall. Each knocked down 3 threes, again with a field goal in that 11-0 run by Limestone. Canton scoring 2 by Swope, 3 by Plummer. That came early. Brooke Henry with a field goal, a couple of free throws by Fawcett. Tori Oaks with the basket with 2, and Marissa Murphy with a 3, and we're just, again, getting up for second half of basketball, 27-14. So, got to turn things around here as the Lady Giants trail here, 27-14. It's not anything that we cannot fix here, Bob, but again, we just met our job of our defense. We just have to do a much better job in the second half of basketball.
I mean, we're our own worst enemy.
Yeah.
You know, our poorest defense led to them scoring easy points offensively. And you look at the fact that we already got 13 turnovers in this game, plus the fact we're only shooting 27% from the field. Turnovers have to go down. 10% has to go up for us to win.
And, you know, one of the things you've got to do a better job as well, get to the free throw line, man. It's just a dismal 2-for-2 in that first half.
We don't know how to attack the basket when the opponent's playing his own.
15 seconds into this second half. Back on the wing left side, it's Stuckey. Cut off their baseline. That is in the lineup. We got Jamie Goldring. We got Brooke Henry, Murphy, Swope, and Claire Ford. That's the start of the second half. A little bit of a message sent to a couple of his players, I think.
Might be.
To start the second half of basketball. Jumper to the right side, no good. Careens off. Goldring saves it right to the legs of Limestone. Trammell. Opposite side, Murphy pushes it down the lane, comes up short with it. Got the hand in there with Wall. She retrieves it.
I wonder if I see attack about them.
At the 7:10 mark here, just into the second half of basketball, streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. Back out front, off the dribble there. Wall maintained that pivot foot off the dribble. That's Stuckey. I think you got to pressure her.
I do.
She's a little bit erratic. You got a couple of different players.
Her style is out of control.
Again, back out front, Jernigan. We've heard him on a couple of occasions with a couple of wide-open shots. And we had three or four of those, Bob. We had really nobody else step out. Three to the near side, no good by Limestone. Underneath shot, no good by Wall. She's been a ton on the board for them, offensively and defensively.
Here's the thing. She's going after the basketball instead of us. We want the basketball to come to us.
Yeah.
You have to be aggressive.
6:32, third period. Underneath is Jackson and a tie-up. And we go the other direction. A good play there, stepping in there. And Claire Ford did a good job grabbing the basketball in a tie-up.
Turnover number 11, the Limestone.
Both these teams had double figures in turnovers in that first half. They got Ford, Murphy. Left wing is Goldring. Little block is Brooke Henry. And Swope against the zone. Limestone collapses on that zone. 6:19 off left side. Claire Ford. Then he had the bigger Wall. It was 5'10 come out there and close that wing shot down for Claire Ford. Between the circle, Murphy straight on. Three ball. Out of the way, Marissa. Nice job. She just calms and casually sinks the three out there.
She gets in that shooting position, Leon. She's building from the outside.
Big shot there to start this second half for the Lady Giants.
Now you need a stop.
Again, that's our second three of the game. One early by Plummer, 27-17. Now we go to the 2-3 zone as well. Again, off to this left side, it is Jernigan. Bounce pass between the circle to Wall. With 5:35 for the elbow, left side got a hand in there. Again, Limestone could not save it. It'll be Canton basketball. So the tide is turned here in the stretch. We just continue to pressure and keep the tempo up here. We're doing a good job. A little chemistry is better with this group here.
That might have been only a 10-foot jump shot, but she had a hand in her face. It makes all the difference in the world.
27-17, ball knocked out of bounds. It'll stay with the Lady Giants. Who's going to be the inbounder? It will be Abby Swope will inbound. Tomorrow night will be on the road at Dunlap for the boys' action. That's a 6:30 start time tomorrow. And Coach's Roundtable returns tomorrow morning. Free throw line jumper banked off, no good by Marissa. Now the pack, we had nobody rebounding either. 5:13 out front. Now it's Trammell. She'll go to the top of the key. Looks over that defense. 5:04, Limestone up by 10. They give and go off this near side. Driscoll, and again, Trammell. Good shot by Brooke Henry. Although getting a hand in there was Murphy. Brooke outlet, it goes to Smoke for the free throw line. Bounce pass through traffic, and again, I don't know who she was throwing it to.
Yeah, that's my question. Who's she throwing it to?
There wasn't nobody open out there. Trammell takes it down the shot in the lane. Trammell back up, and good. We just kind of gave up on playing the defense to kind of shut it down and even give her a second chance. And that's been, if I had to really coin things tonight for defense and too many second chance opportunities.
That just got out left out for the first half. Limestone had 8 second chance points. Again, had none.
So 4:41, that's one of those things that does, and that stat don't go away.
No.
And in and out, no good on the free throw attempt by Trammell. She's got 11. Can't try to counter it. Murphy across the timeline. Marissa lets traffic go by. Whips the pass to Claire through her hands and a turnover.
We've got 15 turnovers. They call them a mental.
And
that's lazy.
4:31. It's 29-17.
We are so much better than what these stats say.
Yep. Again, you can do it on paper. You can look at it on paper saying, you know what, they won at the lower level, but until you execute on this varsity level, you got to be a believer.
Wide open.
And an outback and a play by Jernigan.
Wide open.
Wide open. They knocked down a three. That is their fifth play. She's got a pair of those. Jernigan.
23 points off turnovers.
32-17. The ball goes off the leg of Goldring, but I think they catch a break here. Limestone.
We need a break we can get.
Opportunity here. 4 minutes in this third. Goldring. Opposite side to Swope. Now it's Murphy, Claire Ford off the left wing. Long trade by Swope, misses everything. Claire tried to save it. I should say that Brooke tried to save that missed shot there by Swope. At the 3:50 mark here. Coach Langhoff still trying to make his point, trying to go this whole quarter with not much of his starters in that lineup. Swope and Brooke Henry is it.
Sometimes you got to make a point.
Torrey Oaks will come to the scorer's table. Here comes the group here at the 3:35 mark. You know, you can mope and you can always complain and do what you need to do. You can't pout. You can't pout in this game.
That's exactly what I was going to say. You know, pouting don't get you playing time.
No, it doesn't. Again, Brooke Henry commits the foul. That's her second team foul. Again, Swope and Henry. And free throw is good by, what do you got? Trying to see the other number there. Is that Trammell? Yep.
Yeah.
So first free throw is good by Trammell. Another one coming up. Looking for point number 13 is the senior, two-time all-conference player. Trammell misses it. Rebound controlled by Plummer. Back in the lineup. She attacks from the free throw line. Area player control. Player controlling is Plummer. And I will say this. Player was stationary, held her ground. I think it's the correct call.
And I think it will be changed when they drop her shoulder. And
yeah.
30 seconds out.
So a timeout by Coach Langhoff with 3:25. The Giants spinning their wheels in this third period. They trail at 33-17. Remains a 30-second timeout. Back to Bartonville in 30 seconds.
Join WBYS each Saturday morning at 9:05 for Coach's Roundtable, the basketball edition live from Hy-Vee. The 55-minute show has scores for the Mid-Lani and Prairieland Conferences. One-on-one conversation with boys and girls coaches from Canton, Farmington, Lewistown, North Fulton, and Illini Bluffs. Breakfast and basketball Saturday at 9:05, Coach's Roundtable on WBYS AM 1560 and 93.7 FM. And enjoy website streaming and free app for download at 1560WBYS.com.
Lady Giants took the timeout, 3:25, 33-17. We'll set the defense. Plummer, Murphy, Fawcett, opposite side, Torrey Oaks, and Abby Swope. That's the five here at the 3:20 mark. They dug themselves a deep hole here, 33-17. They trail here in Bartonville on a Friday night. Off the left wing, covered up, that's Jernigan. One thing about the line, defensive firepower tonight. Spread it out among about four players. Jackson turns, that's going to be a travel. Should be a travel. Turnover by Kennedy Jackson. It's 12. So a dozen by Limestone. But, you know, again, we get to that point of not taking advantage of those ability. We saw that in the Washington game as well.
We have not maximized our possessions at all.
3 minutes here left in the third period. Skip pass to the zone. Short corner Swope. Give a go to Torrey Oaks. She grabs it and a reach to the foul against Jackson. It was borderline. I thought she blocked it, but I think got her with the body a little bit there. But Evans, it's a pretty good defensive play. Foul's going to be against Jackson. It's up her second. And only the first team foul, of the half.
Yeah, not many whistles for fouls this second half.
Again, Torrey Oaks sinks the free throw. It's her third point. Again, here from Limestone tonight. 2:48, 33-18 in the third. And again, another free throw again by Torrey Oaks. So 4 points, 33-19, 2:43 in the third period. Back out front against the Canton defense. Limestone attacks. Looks to get at the high post. Jackson back out to Stuckey. Here's the 2:30 mark. High post to Jackson.
Yeah.
Almost took the extra step there and then threw the ball away. Turned by Limestone. So again, in the action here. Again, 2:25, it's 33-19. Murphy against the zone by Limestone. Fawcett, they got Torrey Oaks floating high post. She takes it, now faces up, kicks it back out, reverses it. Fawcett open the opposite side, rimmed it out, no good. They fight for it, loose ball, picked up by Stuckey, then she went out of bounds. So Canton catches a break. It'll be the Lady Giants basketball, the far end of the court here with 2:07.
We need every break we can get.
Again, inbounds now. Plummer, high post. Oaks turns back out to the right into the hands of the defender. A turnover by the Lady Giants.
17.
Minute 56. Bad choices. Not looking where the player's going to be. You can't anticipate somebody's going to be there. You got to see and spy first. Off the baseline, left side, Wall gives it up the dribble. Stuckey, short corner. They fire it to Jernigan. Rimmed it out, moved it. Summer, Jackson, out-battled Sherman with the rebound. Again, underneath, Jackson just had more persistence. He plumbered the rebound.
One or more.
35-19. This goes back to the worst kind of a beating we've had for a while. We just cannot. Again, after the big three by Murphy, two free throws by Oaks. And that's been it. They have been so much the aggressor tonight, way more than we have. Now go front. Walls.
Balls bounce their way. Yep,
that is
50-50s.
Just playing with a lot of confidence. The reach and a foul there by Fawcett. That was a tough play.
We keep playing lazy defense and foul. Yep. It's either an open jump shot, a layup, or a foul.
Again, here at the minute 17. Inbounds the opposite side. Jackson turns, spins, and travel, though. That's another patented move. I tell you what, the official's right, though. I mean, she just turns off of that little pivot foot there, and that's a travel against Limestone.
Figured out.
And the thing about it is, it took away a basket for them. 35-19. We catch a break. Got to take advantage here. Jacobus in the lineup. Off the left wing. High post, Torrey Oaks. With some of that defense. Down the lane, Fawcett steps through and a reach and a foul against the Limestone. That stops the play here at 55-second mark. Should be shooting two. And that's going to be a foul against Trammell. It's her first. Only the second as a team. That'll send Fawcett to the line. Cassidy's only scoring in this game, Bob, had just been three free throws. No field goals for Cassidy.
She needs to be in double digits every game.
So definitely she has been a part of this group, has really struggled offensively tonight. Got to get anything ignited to miss the free throw. 35-20, the advantage belongs to Limestone. They led it at halftime by 13. Jackson and, again, Nico knocked the ball away. Said it got it on the arm. They just know, you know, you can't guess in this game, but the officials, you know, they have their own little crazy method of the way they call the game. And you know, sometimes we don't like it. Sometimes you just have to live with it.
And, you know, I'll tell you, these guys may not be the best, but they have been consistent.
Yeah.
I will give them that.
Again, Jackson misses the free throw. Another chance. The other 45-second mark. Again, the foul is on Grisolano. It's her second 15 foul. Again, back to the stripe here will be Kennedy Jackson, 5'11 junior, and she calmly banks it in. Substitution, it will be Elena Driscoll, a sophomore, checks in. Lady Giants will go with Fawcett, Tori Oaks, Rizzolano. Also in the lineup for them will be Jacobus and Plummer. That'll be 16 here on the road. Jumper outside, Jacobus comes up short on that long-range shot. Out of the pack for 31 seconds. Backcourt here. Limestone's wall. Trying to get across the time. I do. Trammell fires the pass to Jernigan, and they miss the shot opportunity. And that's going to be a shot on Nico. Again, he calls a foul. And it's a mere thing that the player was trying to, again, with a shot miss, she was trying to get out of the way. Nico really didn't touch her. The player kind of fell down on her own.
She got the Emmy Award, but she'll get out the call earlier.
She just kind of breezed by her. That's the third on Nico. Unfortunate call there. The official didn't see it. Back out front to Jernigan. 17 seconds here. Down by 16. Lady Giants playing the D at the tail end of this third period. Jernigan off the bounce to Westerdahl. Double team, Westerdahl. Little head fake through traffic. Back out front with 3 seconds. Opposite side. Short on that one, Nico. And then a quick foul. It should be called.
Yeah, that was a
so again, the foul's going to be a gun to Westerdahl. We saw Westerdahl in the other game, Bob, grab an intentional foul. We'll shoot the free throws here with 36-20. Nope, we're not going to shoot any free throws. So it's a foul.
Yeah.
Again, on Westerdahl. So it's going to be just a common foul, two as a team. The end of three. We'll be back here in 30 seconds. It's the Limestone leading 36-20, back in 30 seconds.
Lozier Oil in Farmington is a proud sponsor of area high school sports. Good luck to all participating student athletes and coaches. The staff at Lozier Oil are very proud of you. Lozier Oil supplies high-quality mobile lubricants to the trucking and farming industry. Their products keep your valuable machines running better year after year. Lozier Oil knows they need to earn your business every day. For service that can't be beat, call Lozier Oil today, 245-4846. That's 245-4846 for Lozier Oil Company in Farmington.
36-20 here. We play through three quarters here from Bartonville tonight. Frustrating kind of situation here, you know, to compound those by making some silly fouls, and it just puts down in the driver's seat here, controlling the outcome of this game. Down by 16, one of the biggest deficits, Bob, I can remember in this last season or two.
Badly, it could be a lot worse.
Yep. Need some help. Jernigan, almost a steal. It's a frantic strip of the ball. Plummer gets it. The attack, 2-on-2. Off the baseline, the right side, flips up the shot, no good. Weak side rebound by Wall. They fight after it. Last touch by Limestone. Should be Canton basketball. Fawcett will inbound. Got to get energized. We've had a lot of unnecessary contact without any whistles being blown by Blue tonight. In the lane, Nico. Dishes it underneath. Shot no good by Torrey Oaks. Out of the pack comes Westerdahl. Took an extra step. Got away with the walk. Look out. This is being pretty frenetic. Whoa, a steal by Fawcett. She's getting after it. Way up good.
That's what we need to get back into it.
Turnover again. A big point there by Cassidy Fawcett. Relentless. Double team. Now the front court is Driscoll. Westerdahl. You got a couple of girls who play right into the hands of Canton if you can play it right here defensively. They got a couple of loose cannons out there, a couple of players. Down the lane, off-balance shot was no good by Wall. Plummer across the timeline. Lob it underneath Nico, straight on. Good job there by Nico. Field goal.
Come on, get on the run.
Couple of buckets here down by the 12 points here, 36-24. We cut in the lead. Fourth-quarter basketball, Limestone. In a hurry, Westerall fouled up the three, no good. Underneath, no good. Off offensive putback. Plummer swipes it away. Limestone gets it. Shot is good. Clifton O'Neill, look what I got. They battle on the boards, and O'Neill was wide open. Plummer attacks. Fawcett out of the arc to the near side.
Kind of shoot that.
You know, you're down here. It's Plummer, turn, spin, shoots it up and good. Nice move there by Anna.
Don't move.
That was 38-26.
Got a pass. Keep it up.
Ball knocked away. Jakovic. You got Westerdahl. I told you, he's got a hothead. He's a loose cannon. I told you there's certain ones you got to go right at. Definitely number 11's one of those. Again, here in this stretch of the fourth quarter, 38-26 here. Again, making a move. Here comes the subs back in. Jackson, Stuckey, and they bring Trammell back in. On a scramble for a couple of different possessions back and forth there with 6-10. Canton basketball in the front court. It's Fawcett. All of the opposite side, Murphy, high post, Torrey Oaks. Jakovic, left corner is Plummer. Jakovic with a three, rimmed it out, no good. Jackson tapped it out. It will be Canton basketball. Not for the second that official is going to make the call.
He didn't delay on that thing, didn't he?
Under the six-minute mark here, the fourth. Trying to battle back here. But we're down at one stretch by 16. We trail now, 38-26. Oaks back out top of the key. Fawcett drives through the lane. Underneath the Plummer. Met Jackson head on. She gets the better of it. Fawcett underneath. Outside. And underneath and good by Fawcett. Get that Willard. Down by 10. We keep. And then a backcourt foul by Fawcett. We just kind of woke up and started playing some aggressive defense here.
And that's what it is for us. The press seems to get us going. I don't understand why they don't try and do it more often.
5:35, Jakovic will have a seat sloped back in the lineup. 38-28 to the free throw line. Second on Fawcett. They will shoot one in bonus the rest of this game. And to the free throw line for Limestone. And free throws under Jackson Station that are good, no good. We catch the break. They miss it. Stuckey gets the loose ball down below us. Should be Canton basketball. It says we're going purple direction. 5:29. Hang on. Can't try to come back in this one.
They're killing us rebounding.
Front court, Murphy picks up the dribble. Two steps of the arc. Back out front to the elbow. Oaks. Back out front to Murphy with 5:17. Time slipping away. Fawcett long play. It's good.
Lots of shoot off.
Yep. Fawcett with 7 in this period. Closest we've been since early in the game. Down by 7 here. 38-31. Coach Metzger will take a timeout.
30, Leon.
A 30-second break here. 5:05 left in our game. Limestone 38, Canton 31. Back to Bartonville in 30 seconds.
Introducing Repeat Refills. Now you can have your prescriptions filled automatically at the Hy-Vee Pharmacy. With Repeat Refills, your prescriptions are automatically filled ahead of time and ready when you are. We'll even call you when your order is ready. Let your Hy-Vee Pharmacy help you stay on top of your medication therapy. Ask your helpful Hy-Vee pharmacists about Repeat Refills today. Then you'll never have to worry about running out of medication again.
Repeat Refills, now available at your Canton Hy-Vee Pharmacy, 825 North Main Street.
On the run, the Lady Giants scored a couple of key buckets here. Cassidy Fawcett and Brennan have been the spearhead of that. Come back here, down by 7 with 5:05 remaining here, Bob.
Well, and our defense needs to continue to create our offense. So far, it's been pretty good this quarter.
With 5:05, down by 7, backcourt pressure here, Trammell. And again, he can't be silly about it. On the attack there, Murphy, Marissa picks up the foul. It's going to be her first. Because now you put them in a situation where they're going to shoot bonus here. At the stretch here at 5:02, and wrong person to foul for them is their leader, top player Trammell. And sinks the free throw. Free throw is good by Trammell. She's got 13 of the night, at 9 of those in the opening first half.
Okay, we slowed her down pretty much since that first quarter.
A couple of free throws is good by Trammell. 5-minute mark here, trailing this one, down by 9, 40-31. Opposite side, Murphy, almost picked off. Skip pass, Murphy, Fawcett out on the arc, top of the key, high post, Torrey Oaks in between the circle with a left-handed shot, got fouled in the paint, foul against Limestone, two shots. Again, Jackson commits her third with 4:46 left here. It was a little nasty fog coming up here. Hope it's, I don't know if that's going to be kind of the weather trend overnight. Torrey Oaks with the free throw, knocked it down. Torrey's been on the line tonight. That's her third free throw in a row. It's 5 points for the freshman.
And she shot like 6 or 8 of them in the first game.
Yep. Next free throw, perfect there as well. It's 40-33. We get to 7, but we can't crack that 7-point barrier. Trammell to the near side. Let her go right by you. Along the baseline, the cutter up to this right side. Ball thrown away. Fawcett, 5 foot, and a hell ball. It'll favor Limestone. But again, it's a good hustle player there. Had him on the scramble. We get him on a scramble. We got some quicks out there to go get the basketball.
And that's the key for us offensively. Yep. Especially in this game, we really struggled running half-court offense.
40-33. Rockets with the advantage. They've led by 16.
Trying to get a dribble.
Over dribble. Needs some help. Stuckey in the backcourt, 4:25. Whoa, just cut it across the timeline. Stuckey on the scramble against Murphy. Sideline, Trammell. Coach Metzger says he wants to run a play here. Trammell with 4:12. Trying to protect the lead, Limestone on their home court here. Jernigan by the defenders. Almost a steal, the double team, and a hell ball. That's what you need to do. Force the hell ball, and it goes. Can't wait.
Turnover number 18 for Limestone.
Possession, Canton basketball. It'll be Murphy, Glover, Fawcett, Swope. High post is Torrey Oaks.
Now let's get a good look.
Fawcett open. You got to pull the trigger there, Cassidy. Back out front, Murphy, Glover, out of the arc to the far side. Time slipping away here, 3:46 against the zone. Drain the circle, high post, Swope faces up. You got Fawcett. Between the circle. There's Marissa. Straight on. Looks good. Rimmed it out right side. Jackson with the rebound. Quick foul by Plummer. You don't need to get to that point where you reach over the back and foul, Bob. Even if they get the rebound, there's still 3:33 on the clock here.
And just to piggyback off of that, if you bust your butt and get in position, you won't have to do that.
Yeah.
When you stand there and watch, you're going to foul every time.
Even when you're outside, especially.
Huh.
The way that, you know, Jackson is inside.
She has a unique free throw player. I'll tell you what, there's nothing like that.
I don't know if it's unique or not, but it's a different than anybody else.
How about 16 years ago, you see something like that?
I've seen it kind of like that. Maybe
not like
somebody
that.
In the NBA. Well, not like that. See how she
comes in, yeah.
Yeah.
That's a good one.
You got to go sideways, and then she'll step, and both feet are better along the basket.
Like he's stepping into a jump shot.
Yeah. 22-33. That's Torrey into the hands of Jackson. Didn't get the call. There was contact. Back foot here. That's Wall. That's Trammell. Double team gets out of it. Gets it across the timeline. Jernigan. Opposite side. Wall. Now it goes to Trammell. Coming up on the 3-minute mark here of the fourth quarter. And a foul out of front.
Oh, quick whistle.
Yep.
Double bonus from here on out.
Going to be cross it. We get her third. So shooting a pair, super bonus the rest of this game with 3:05. Rockets 42, Kent 33. We'll take a quick 30-second timeout back to Bartonville. Lady Giant basketball trailing in this one, 42-33. Back in 30 seconds.
Want the fastest internet service in Canton? Contact Mid-Century Fiber today. Incredible speeds at incredible prices. Go to FiberFastNow.com. Check out the Lock in Your Price for Life offering and pricing. Then fill out the form to be part of the Faster Than Fast Fiberhood. Call 778-8611 and Mid-Century Fiber will guide you through the process. Bring Mid-Century Fiber to your neighborhood. Fill out the form at FiberFastNow.com.
Giants, and again here, 3:05. It's 42-33. And it'll be Trammell to the free throw line for Limestone.
Shooting two.
And shooting a pair here. Sinks the first one. Wrong person. Wrong person you want to get at the free throw line late in the games, man. She's come through a couple of season-plus injuries, and she is healthy, and she is tough down the stretch. Up by 11 on a pair of free throws by Trammell. 3 minutes left here. Got to be the sense of urgency. Down by 11 with the basketball. Grizzolano runs the baseline swoop. Opposite side is Plummer. Open it, flash it. Trammell, she'll fight for it. Then she'll go into the layup to attack it, and a foul by Fawcett. I told you, Trammell, when she is healthy, she is one of the better players in defender. She's just very physical. And very smart, intelligent basketball player.
Puts her team on her shoulders, that's for sure.
Yep. That's going to be a 4 on Fawcett. And it'll put Trammell to the free throw line. She's at 4 straight in this period and sinks that one. That was the difference in the game that back in Canton. Canton outscored them 17-8 during that stretch. But, again, some opportunities. We had some free throws late in the game. Trammell knocked out a pair, making it real tough on us. Trail by 13 with the basketball. Canton to 42. They'll spread it out against the zone. Nico, somebody's got to step up and want to shoot the basketball here. 2:35, and then we get lazy. They'll recover, and then Stuckey dribbled the ball out of bounds, and then they get a shot no good by Jernigan. Cancer gets across the timeline. It's Plummer. Flips the pass. That's a quick reach and a foul. That's pretty ticky-tacky against Limestone.
We got to tell you, though.
Again, it gives us the basketball.
I know. Somebody got to shoot and show a sense of urgency.
Yep.
We're taking too much time. Down by 13 with 2.5 to go.
Stuckey, your second 16 foul. Back out front. Plummer. Trail by 13. Plummer steps up, knocked down the tray. There you go.
Where is that, man? All right.
She's got to be an initiative. She made one of the early shots.
Yeah,
the second shot
not
into the game. Lots of sidelines, Trammell. Every opportunity after they doubled, they're trying to get the ball. That's a quick reach for a foul behind by Plummer.
That's what you got to do. You're fouled.
That's going to be the fourth against, nope, they got her for three. So three against Plummer. It'll send Jackson with a unique way to shoot the free throw. This is one of those mental type of things. She'll turn and step to the free throw and banks it in.
You need to play a little defensive.
In this kind of a night, Bob, it's when that's the kind of the night that the Little Giants have had. Everything kind of, they went to that stretch. They went on an 11-0 run, and they opened up a big lead. Again, hit off the, you know, touch the rim there.
It was almost an air ball.
Yep. So it'll be Canton basketball, 47-36, though. Again, in this fourth period. Down, two-minute mark, and then we get care of it. Just turn it over.
Come on.
Here it comes up the floor. Trammell receives a pass from Wall. Opposite side, Jackson, and again a reach and a foul. Again, Nico commits the foul. That stops the play here with a minute 45.
These free throw attempts, 12 and 13 for this quarter.
Again, an opportunity here with a minute 45. Really to make it really tough here if you make a couple of these free throws here. And Jackson steps into that first one, knocks it down. After she's got a little bit of a rhythm, she missed a couple free throws really early in that opening period there.
Knocked down.
Well, another one here is Jackson tries to connect. Again, she steps back to the free throw line, too strong, and that one is out. And who gets it? Murphy. Across the timeline, it's Fawcett. She attacks, kicks it out. Plummer for a three to the opposite side, no good. Jackson grabs the rebound. And again, a quick foul there by Swope, 48-36 here. Time running out on the Lady Giants here in Bartonville tonight. Making it real tough on you to try to come back in this one here. We had a little bit of traction in this fourth, but again, Limestone has led from the very beginning of this game and really have not been, I would say, really have not been competing in this game.
They've been able to answer any kind of run we tried to make.
Free throw's no good by Jackson.
And we've only had really one run the entire game.
Yep.
That was earlier in this quarter.
Yep, we had Fawcett connect on a three and a couple of field goals, and that's been pretty much it offensively. Jackson spins it out. Plummer grabs the rebound with a minute 32.
You know, also
down by 12 in this one. That's Nico. Picks up her dribble. Right wing Swope. Got to shoot some shots out.
Way too much time.
Minute 21.
Way too much time.
Again, Fawcett launches one top of the key. Rimmed out, no good. Who gets it? Now the pack comes on Limestone Trammell with a minute 12. Sideline pass. That's a push. That's going to be a foul against Murphy, I believe.
Yes, you are Marissa. Correct.
So, again, a foul against Marissa. That's a pair of fouls on Marissa with a minute 10.
I would take the film from this game and probably file 13 it. In all honesty,
and there's not a lot to watch to where you can really say, you know what?
Pretty poorly played.
You pick up some bad habits while watching this game.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we had the inability to score against the zone.
Yeah.
Terrible job rebounding. Yeah. We don't go to the free throw line. Our defense has been one step behind the entire game, and when we're looking for someone to put us on our back and take that shot, we can't find anybody to do it.
And Wall, and makes a couple free throws. They've only missed, four free throws in this game, in this fourth period here.
Yeah.
So it's 50-36. It's Fawcett now. We trail by 50-36 here. We trail by 16. That's the biggest deficit.
It's
Fawcett. And you got to shoot the basketball. Plummer in the lane. Her shot was no good. And the ball knocked out of bounds. We just have that no killer instinct.
No, nobody wants to take that big shot.
No.
We're going to pass the ball around and waste 25 seconds.
Fawcett inbounds to Plummer. 53 seconds, the double team. She steps through it, way short on that one. Loose ball, Limestone had it, and a push. I think Nico probably going to pick up the foul here. Again, with 48 seconds. That's going to be her fifth. I told you she had five, so they had it wrong earlier. And now she gets her fifth foul. Again, she leaves the game with just 2 points. And let's just get, we're getting to that point of the season, Bob. This is no return. You're getting to the second half here, and your games are dwindling just to a few preparing for the regional.
You play like this in the opening game of the regional, and you're going to be done.
Yeah, it'll be one and done. Again, free throws good by Trammell. She's lights out, man. And her teammates have really supported her tonight in a number of different areas. Another free throw by Trammell. And she's got 19 in this game. It's 46 seconds remaining. 52-36. Going to get beat up pretty bad here on the road tonight, here on a Friday night. We'll be on the road tomorrow night for the boys at Dunlap. Murphy and a bank shot. Good by Marissa. Gets it off the glass. That's her 8th point. 52-38, 27 seconds here, and a double team.
How do you call that a jump ball?
I don't know. You fight for the basketball. You don't allow the other team to gain possession of it. And so it'll be limestone basketball.
He's got a quick whistle on that jump ball call.
It's just been a frustrating night all around for this team.
Well, and the thing about it is that one guard there is going to change the outcome of this game.
No. Ball deflected. Swope, a turnover. 15 seconds. Fawcett races down the lane off the right side. No good.
That's how our night is going.
Fawcett. That's Jamie Goldring with 6 seconds underneath to Jamie. Her shot was no good. Rebound corralled by Wall. And again, they went to the finish line and beat the Lady Giants pretty soundly tonight. 52-38. A final we wrap up here from the action here from Bartonville here on this Friday night. Next up is the postgame show. It's brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse. North Main, stop into Big Rack for the nightly specials. Your favorite steak dinner, Big Rack Steakhouse, 647-6000. And again, they took off, got it to a 16-point lead. We got it to 7, never got any closer. And again, Limestone wins it tonight, 52-38. We'll wrap this one up. Bob and I will have the postgame back here in 2 minutes.
Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville is your Husqvarna outdoor power equipment headquarters. Whether you need a Husqvarna chainsaw, weed trimmer, leaf blower, push or zero-turn mower, Perkins Seat House is your only stop for incredible deals. At Perkins, you can trade in your old equipment towards your purchase of new equipment, and their service department will keep all your Husqvarna equipment in top working condition. The best deals and the best service, that's why Perkins Seat House is your Husqvarna power equipment headquarters. Perkins Seat House in Canton, Havana, and Jacksonville. Check out the deals today.
Are you dealing with pain, weakness, recovering from surgery, or just can't do the things you'd like to be able to do? Hi, I'm Adam Haynes, owner and operator of Haynes Physical Therapy in Canton. The solution to your problem may not be far away. At my clinic, you'll get a fresh perspective, professional courtesy, and compassionate service. Call today at 357-5470. Check us out on Facebook or on our website at HaynesPhysicalTherapy.com. Your best chance for recovery may begin right here. Haynes Physical Therapy. Build on a solid foundation.
Hackers, viruses, network crashes, and constant equipment maintenance are just the tip of the iceberg for your hardworking IT department. Make sure they have all the support they need 24/7. Here's Brian Ford, president of Facet Technologies.
Your IT department supports you, but who supports your IT department? Get Facet on your team. You'll see what it's like to have true tech peace of mind.
Facet Technologies, the business technology leader with IT support and backup built for business. See it all now at FacetTech.com.
Why won't it work? The button says enter, but it won't enter. Now it's just sitting there mocking me. This was supposed to be easy.
Frustrated by your new tech toys? We're not. At Nerds On Call, we get the tech. We'll help you back up files and photos, transfer data, maximize your wireless network, and solve any other problem you're dealing with, no matter what kind of device you have.
Ha! Download complete. Mock me, will ya?
Be the master of your own device. See us at the home show or stop by the store. We'll help you get the tech. Nerds On Call, a Facet company. Visit callournerds.com.
Back here, postgame live from Bartonville tonight. And again, tough one to swallow this one tonight. Just some of the different things that occurred tonight. And I think a couple of different things tonight. Just a lack of overall defense tonight. We just did not come ready to shut them down defensively. And again, we had no answer offensively from that zone aspect of it. And we dropped one tonight by a score of 52-38. Again, they opened up a 16-point lead. Got to 7, Bob, a couple of different occasions there. and just never really were able to get in sync in this game. We had one run. That was about it tonight. And this is a tough one to kind of examine and take a look at here from Bartonville tonight.
Yeah, it was definitely a game that you want to forget. We talk about short-term memory quite often, and this was definitely one that you're going to stay true with. Yeah, I mean, we should know by now or have some point to reason as to how to play against the zone. You know, we struggle with our outside shot, so we've seen zone almost throughout the entire season so far. And our bad habits are passing the ball around the perimeter and hoping to God we catch their defense napping. In the middle line, you're not going to see that. You know, they know what's coming. All these kids are well coached, and it just seems I don't see a sense of urgency out. I don't see that go-to person to take that shot to get yourself team back into it or to tie the game or to take the lead. I just see a really passive offense and a very slow, sluggish, one-step-behind defense.
Back here, so we got to wind up our stats. We'll look at that. Coming up for you tomorrow, we have Coach's Roundtable. It'll be live from Hy-Vee. That's coming your way tomorrow morning at 9:05. And streamed online, 1560WBYS.com. And, of course, tomorrow night we'll be with the boys at Dunlap tomorrow night on the air, 6:15, 6:30, the tip. And, again, last word we had was the Little Giants were leading 41-37. That was at the end of three quarters. That was in the boys' game at Alice Ingersoll Gym. Let's get to the numbers here. We'll do the individual scoring. Coach Lane will be over, and we'll talk stats as well. Scoring in this one brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings. Again, quality experience, selection, and custom service. Crawford's Home Furnishings in Canton and Elmwood. Scoring in this one, Limestone at 52, 8 by Madison Jernigan, 3 by Kelsey Hobson, 5 by Allison Westerdahl, 7 by Zoe Wall, 2 by Tristan O'Neill. Lexi Trammell had 20 in the game. Kennedy Jackson was 7, and a bunch of free throws down the late part of the game there. For the Limestone. Canton with 38, had 2 by Abby Swope, 6 by Anna Plummer, 2 by Brooke Henry, Nico Grisolano fouled out with 2, Cassidy Fawcett with 10, Tori Oakes with 6, and Marissa Murphy with 8. And that is the final numbers here as Limestone beat Canton by a score of 52-38. We'll visit with the head coach, Lane Langhoff, after this 30-second timeout.
This sports broadcast is brought to you by Farm King, the family store with more for the cold weather season. Shovels, snow throwers, salt, heaters, outdoor tools and equipment for this winter, all available now at your local Farm King store. Find gloves, hats, insulated boots, coats, Carhartts, socks, and much more for everyone in your family to stay warm and bundled up during the cold weather. It's Farm King, your family store with more in Kewaunee, Burlington, Macomb, Canton, Monmouth, and Galesburg.
Pick it up. Back here with Lane Langhoff. And Lane, this is one of those games that I know this is one of the tough ones to kind of look back on tonight because we didn't do a lot of things positive in this game. And I know that we just never were able to get dug in defensively. They had a nice little run in that second period there. We just seemed to be kind of always backtracking, always trying to have to make complete the run all night from behind.
Yeah, our half-court defense was not good tonight, which you know, it was a little disappointing. We played some man. We played some zone. We tried to press. And it just, you know, they made extra passes. They didn't turn it over like they did the first time against us. And they when they got down to that end in 3-on-2s, they made plays and made shots. And, yeah, second quarter run was, you know, we just were trying to weather it with a minute left. And I think they hit 2 threes in the last 45 seconds to get it back up to double digits. And but we had us at 14 turnovers in the first half and 14 points, and when those numbers are that close, you're going to be behind. They obviously shoot the ball well here at home, and we just never really had an answer offensively in stretches other than when we, you know, just went, you know, scramble for 16 minutes in the second half and got it down to 7.
Seven, yeah.
In 3 minutes, and that was, you know, a great sign, you know, but it's still the middle line. You're not going to hold anybody scoreless over that long a stretch. And you know, we fouled the right kids most of the time other than Trammell, and they went to the line and made them and never really let us get back in after it was 38-31.
Lane, we're looking at a lot of different combinations, trying to get something to work tonight. I mean, I know you tried a lot of different looks, smaller lineup, a little bigger at times, and just none of them kind of, we have not been able to get that kind of chemistry with the various different groups, have we?
Well, and yeah, that goes back to a lot of other stuff that happens in a basketball program that most people probably don't know about. But there's things we have to address.
Mm-hmm.
And, we had one, the lineup that started the half came out positive. And then the third quarter, kids came out, the kids that finished the third and started the fourth. It was a good run. But like I said, this is still, varsity basketball, and you've got to be, when you get down double digits against a patient team that's not going to take awful shots, it's basically scramble and double team and hope they miss free throws. And, we can't put ourselves in that situation where we have to score 55 points on the road. We just are not. Right now, we can't, we're not able to do that. We're stuck in the, mid to high 30s and some 40s in the conference. And, this game tonight will drop us back under 40 points a game in the conference. And at 4-6, it's just, it's been a struggle offensively at times.
It looks like, again, we just cannot find that one kind of true leader who wants to take control of the basketball game, right? You give them numerous opportunities and different stretches for somebody to kind of step up and help take control of the game there.
Yeah,
I know it's frustrating right now.
And at halftime, I kept waiting. And
yeah.
It just, they respond differently than some teams I've had.
Yeah.
Collectively, I think they know they can get things done with some adversity, some basketball adversity, but there's no real sense of, we're confident we're going to get this done. Now, we looked confident when we made that 9-0 run.
Right.
But then you look, as positive that way, you look up, you're still down 7. And then they're sitting at the double bonus. And that's not our kind of game right now is not getting up and down the floor and making, we just still don't make, a lot of great decisions. I mean, I think all 10 turnovers in the first quarter were all passes.
Yeah.
We didn't travel. We just don't recognize when a kid's open and when they're not open. And when we do, sometimes we don't catch it. And, it's little things at this level. And I know we're young, but, we played 23 basketball games already. When kids don't catch the ball or don't make a pass that is catchable, it's not anybody's fault. It's just, it makes you have to work that much harder.
Without a doubt.
And then you get down maybe doubt creeps in, and we don't have kids looking to shoot. That's probably the strangest part is you get down and we have to get shots, and we are content passing it around 4 times. It's just
Tuesday home against Metamora,
another zone that
we
scored 6 points in the first half over there.
Yeah.
And everybody that's seen us, Even the teams that play man may consider it, but until we get balls in the right spot and catchable and can finish around the paint, and make free throws when we do get fouled, it's just we're going to be in these games where we may have to dig out of a hole that we create because of turnovers and not being able to score right now.
We'll get it figured out, and
we'll see. Okay.
They were up by 1 point after 3 quarters, so that's the last that I heard there. So that was against Morton tonight. So
okay, well, again, thanks for being here.
Always.
And
we'll
see you Tuesday at home.
Okay, thanks, Coach. Coach Lane Langhoff is with us back here on the postgame show here from Barton. The final tonight, Limestone 52 and the Lady Giants 38. More coming up. Our in-game stats are brought to you by Crawford's Home Furnishings, Canton and Elmwood. BWs do the honors and finish out the stats here tonight.
All right, Leon, for the Limestone Lady Rockets, 15 out of 37 in field goal shooting, 40.5%. 5 out of 14 shooting threes, 35.7%. 17 for 27 in free throws, 62.9%. 29 total rebounds, 10 offensive, 20 total turnovers. For the Canton Lady Giants, shooting 13 out of 42 in field goals, 30.9%. 5 out of 15 in shooting threes, 33.3%. 7 out of 8 in free throws, 87.5%. 24 total rebounds, 7 offensive, 22 total turnovers. Points off turnovers, Canton with 16, Limestone with 28.
Numbers tonight, the crunch here lost a heartbreaker at home tonight. Morton Potters beat the Canton Lower Giant 53-52. Tough loss there at home tonight for Morton. We'll be on the road with the boys tomorrow night at Dunlap tomorrow night at 6:30. And again, they wins tonight. Canton sophomores won. They had a big fourth period there, 43-31. They go to 8-0 in the conference. And the nightcap, Limestone 52, Canton Varsity 38. That was in the girls' action. And home tonight in the Medellin, Morton sophomores beat Canton sophomores 51-43. And then on the nightcap, Morton tops the Canton Varsity 53-52. We'll see you tomorrow morning. Coaches Roundtable will regroup at the Dunlap for some boys basketball. And then on Tuesday night, we have the girls against Metamora. And then we're off for a stretch until the 30th in our coverage there because of the scheduling with the Washington tournament and such there. Bob, and I know it's a frustrating one, and you can tell it's probably over the number of years I've seen Lane Langhoff coach trying to find the pieces and trying to find some combinations, and just, you know, just the answers are not there right now.
Yeah, you know, I was kind of hoping we could, you know, win one for Lions winning Hammer today.
Yeah.
You know, it just didn't unfold for us. And, you know, there's a lot of things you could see. You know, you listen to Coach Langhoff, and he's pretty much at everything we've talked about throughout the game. No one wants to be the aggressor. No one wants to put the team on their shoulders. We still don't want to attack a zone. We play one step behind defense, which is a polite way of saying lazy defense.
Yeah.
You know, we don't fight for the rebound or the loose ball. You know, all in all, you know, there's many things that we have to improve on to become a group out on the court when it comes to playing the game of basketball. And hopefully, you know, it's a game like this that can turn that tide to finish the regular season out strong to get ready for regionals.
If not, it'll be, you know, a tough one to kind of deal with on and off the court here at the tail end of the season for this group here. So,
totally agree.
Well, we'll see how things turn around. We'll see you tomorrow night at Dunlap, and then on home Tuesday night for the girls against Metamora. Final here from Bartonville tonight, Limestone 52, Canton 38. And again, we didn't get a chance to talk earlier in the game. Again, our deepest sympathies to Lonnie Schwindenhammer, his family. Again, had a heart attack earlier in the week and passed at the age of 53. About 20 years of covering Journal Star. He and Bob and I had a lot of conversations over the years, and what a terrific gentleman, you know, covering the sports. He knew those type of things to write, the right things to kind of write in articles, never overstepped his ability in situations, and he was true, one of the great ones for the Journal Star in writing. It's just a sad way to see the way that his life kind of turned in the last year or so.
I agree. You know, it's, and, you know, I was talking to my dad on my way home from work today. You know, And my dad kind of said it best, you know, from his point of view. He said, whenever Lonnie would put an article in the paper, it's an article you're going to start, but you also want to finish.
Yeah.
So I think that really depicts, you know, what Lonnie meant to the Journal Star and the, you know, the Tri-County community. You know, just a stalwart, you know, a great guy, and gosh dang it, it'd be really nice.
Yeah, most of them. Limestone wins it tonight, 52-38 here tonight from Bartonville. That'll wrap up our broadcast. Our postgame is brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse, North Main in Canton. Check out their nightly specials and your favorite steak dinner. For Bob, I'm Leon, and for Nate, our engineer, we'll see you tomorrow morning. Coaches Roundtable live from Hy-Vee tomorrow morning at 9:05. Tough night tonight here at the home of the Rockets. Limestone wins at 52-38. So long tonight from the home of the Rockets.
Thank you for listening to this Little Giant basketball broadcast on AM 1560, FM 93.7, WBYS, your leader in high school sports coverage. Broadcast sponsors include Mid-Century Fiber, Nerds on Call, Davis Ford, Haynes Physical Therapy, Spoon River College, and Perkins Seed House. Sponsors also include Lozier Oil, Mid-America National Bank, Davis Buick GMC, GM Mechanical, Farm King, Spoon River Animal Clinic, Art Hostler Auto Plaza, and Canton Hy-Vee, home of the Coaches Roundtable. Stay tuned next for the Little Giant Postgame Show featuring stats, scoring, and a visit with the head coach. Brought to you by Big Rack Steakhouse on North Main in Canton. Canton Little Giants basketball brought to you since 1968 on the voice of the Little Giants, AM 1560 and FM 93.7 WBYS.